Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. Rich Gannon is our guest. He is the author, the publisher, the editor, the chief economist, and I don't know what other jobs he has over at the outstanding cyber column, Mullings.com. He's, as I've said before, he is of the Republican persuasion. And so if you're a Republican, you're going to want to know what he's saying. And if you're a Democrat, you're going to want to know what he's up to. It's always entertaining. Rich, thanks again for hanging out with us, and we appreciate your column. I read it three times a week, except in August.
That's right. The other job that I got this morning was to clean out the den.
There you go. Don't forget to check under the pillars for coins, too, by the way. Rich, let's move over and talk about what's happening on Capitol Hill this week on both ends of Pennsylvania Avenue, and that was the standoff between the Senate and the President. Senate Democrats, I guess you could say. Well, actually not, because this bill was bipartisan. 80-something members of senators voted to extend the tax holiday, this employment tax holiday, 60 days, and the House Republicans, the leadership over there, said, you know, wanted to put out a bill that said, let's do it for a year, and that's where they stand right now, isn't it?
It is, and it's, hopeful. I suspect they'll get it solved. It may take between Christmas and New Year. They may have to come back for a day and do it, but the House appointed what are called conferees yesterday. There's two ways to get a bill to the President. One, that one House votes a version, the other chamber votes a version, and then the first House accepts the Senate, like the other guy's amendments, and the identical bill is produced and goes. The other choice is to go to conference, where each side picks six or seven senators and members of the House, and they go into a room and they hammer it out, and then a bill comes back that's not it's called a conference report, and it's not amendable. You have to take it or leave it or send it back, I think the current guessing is that it'll go to a conference and they'll figure it out sometime around the 27th or 28th. The bad news is that once again, for the American people looking at this, they just think that their government is totally dysfunctional,
and they would be correct.
And they are correct. And time after time, they stand at the edge of these cliffs, whether it's the debt limit or whatever, and they dare each other to jump and. You know, grown-ups, you can't run your business that way. I mean, you know, you did that, but about the second time you did that, your banker would call and say, come in here, we need to talk. And that's what they're planning.
Is this a case of where politics is trumping principle?
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about it. I mean, on the policy, I think the House Republicans are correct. On the politics, I think they're going to get hammered.
Which is, as I've said many times, Rich, In the extreme fighting blood sport of politics, Democrats are better at it than Republicans.
Well, as a group, that's exactly right. They will do and say what they need to do and say to prove their point, whether the policy that they're actually promoting makes any sense or not. Mm-hmm. If it's politically better, then they'll do it.
Right.
And they do it cheerfully. I mean, it's not like they kind of hide their eyes and say, "Well, I hate this, but I'm going to do it anyway."
They
kind of march happily into it.
Your friend Charles Krauthammer, the columnist for Washington Post, I guess, Charles Krauthammer, said he thought what the Republicans in the House should do is take the exact bill that the Senate passed, and accept it with one small change. Change the date from from February 29th to December 31st, and give it back to them. What do you think? Is that even possible?
No, it's not, because I think the freshmen in the House have dug their heels in on the other issues that they wanted in the bill, and that got through the House. And their position is somebody said, I think correctly, that Harry Reid, the Democratic majority leader in the Senate, is not the proconsul of the United States. Mm-hmm. He's the head of one party in one of the two chambers. And just because he says this is what's going to be, it doesn't matter. It doesn't mean that's what's got to be.
And
although it was when they controlled everything, that's exactly what the Democrats did to Republicans. Is they said they went behind closed doors.
So what do you think is going to be the resolution?
I think that in the end, the House Republicans will blink, as we say, mm-hmm. and they'll get it because nobody wants to.
And it'll go 60 days, and then nobody will win. And I will tell you, this is not going to be. The loser is going to wind up being small business owners who have to calculate the taxes different. You know, three different ways.
That's right. My accountant has already sent me a note saying, keep in mind that
once again, small business owners.
You're paying for it.
Once again, small business owners get the back of the hand from our government. Hey, Rich, happy birthday! Thanks for being with us. We'll see you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.